Hi everyone, this is Jordana Baracha from Drink It In _ Jordana. Sorry I'm a little late. The connections. I have so many connections that I want to share with you this week, and I hope you enjoy them. Talking about Parshat Noach, the Haftorah, as well as the new month, Cheshvan, which we just celebrated a two-day Rosh Chodesh midweek. So when we talk about, let's start with Cheshvan. When we talk about Cheshvan, it's very interesting. Because it has another name, people add on the mar, mem resh, to represent mar, bitter. So we talk about every person has an opportunity to come out of their own personal exile, this mar, this bitterness. Whatever, everybody's going through something, and we could use prayer. And really, I hope everyone took the opportunity, especially on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, to really dive in, because this month is the month to really break free from any of those constraints. You know, this is a month that doesn't have any holidays. It was just like jam-packed with so many holidays in the previous month. And now we're all about this month that we have an opportunity to hopefully raise ourselves up. And it's interesting, if you take the word mar, you could turn it around and it becomes ram. Ram means lofty and high, laharim, to raise up. So this is the month about turning everything into something sweet. It's the month that might start off bitter, something that might start off bitter, but we have the opportunity to turn it into something sweet. And that connects so beautifully with the idea of Parshat Noach and the Haftorah. Let me explain. Parshat Noach, we know, is overwhelming all about the marble with the flood. There's this flood, and Noach is told to build the Teva, and Hashem is destroying. There's that destruction. There's that bitterness. And it's not a coincidence that it also started in Cheshvan, just to say. The actual flood started in Cheshvan. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saves Noach through the ark. He tells Noach to build this ark. Noach then himself has to work at building the ark. Also not a coincidence, it takes him 120 years to build this ark. That's where we get the concept that we will live until 120. I know a lot of people always think it's from Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's from here that we will live until 120. So it's an avoda, it's a work for 120 years. He works and works and works, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him. Here comes the Haftorah. The Haftorah is interesting. This Haftorah that we read this week is also read another time during the summer when we talk about the seven Shabbatot of consolation. So it's really, the Haftorah is about easing us, consoling us. And that's where it's so beautiful, the nekud, the point, the theme that goes throughout the concept of Mar Cheshvan to Ram, the theme of this week's Torah portion of Noach. You start off with this destruction, and then we have the redemption. The actual Haftorah, it references the flood of Noach, but it calls it Mei Noach, the waters of Noach. And if you take the word Noach, Noach also comes from Nachat, satisfaction, being at peace. So it's interesting when you look back and you reflect and see that the world changed after the flood. So it just transformed. And so that's what we're going through as well in this month. We're supposed to have this transformation. It's supposed to not be seen as after the fact, the marble, 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 but we should, when we reflect on it, we should look at it as Mei Noach. We should look at it as waters of Noach, waters of consolation, waters of satisfaction. I look back at the trials and tribulations I went through, any suffering, God forbid, and I could look back and I could see, wow, it led me to such growth. It brought me to a place of divine kindness. It teaches us that no matter, and this is another description in the Haftorah, no matter how barren we feel, how empty we might feel inside, eventually the Haftorah tells we will be able to sing one day. And it's the same thing by recognizing the flood as Mei Noach. It's a positive occurrence. I just want to share something so beautiful. My daughter mentioned this week to me, she says, they had an exercise in class, and they asked, what's one thing you can't live without? And my daughter right away said, I can't live without making mistakes. She said, I don't know, it just came to me. Because without mistakes, I cannot grow. Without these challenges, I cannot grow. Without the marble, we could not grow. But when we look back at it, we shouldn't focus on it as the marble. We should learn to as make the mar to ram. We should learn to raise it up, make it lofty, and see it as Mei Noach, as something that can come out of it so beautiful. So I'm wishing everybody a great Shabbat. I hope you enjoy this connection. If ever you want to sponsor a class or sponsor Sheer Enjoyment, the actual website, all the amazing classes that are given, please do so. If you want to sponsor mine specifically and you want me to say somebody's name in advance, please let Sheer Enjoyment know. And I hope I hear from you. Please feel free to reach out to me, jbarachov@gmail.com. Also, you know, I have a podcast. If you guys enjoy podcasts, you should listen to it. It's called Drink It in the Podcast. You could hear it wherever you listen to podcasts, and I hope you find it and hope you enjoy it. We just started season 9. Have a great Shabbat, and I'll speak to you next week.